Welcome back to the How to Podcast series. It's Dave. Episode 246. I'm excited about something, and I wanted to share with you here because you're my friend, and I'd love to help you with your podcast. Thank you for being here. HowToPodcast.ca is the website. Some great interaction with listeners to the show recently. I'm really thrilled and excited. I go upstairs. I tell my wife, I got an email. I got a voice message. I got a whatever from a listener, and it is... We do the happy dance, and that's why we do podcasting. That's why I'm here, is I want to help one podcaster start a show. And when you get email and email, meeting request after meeting request from amazing people just like you, yep, look in the mirror, just like you, it makes all of this podcasting stuff meaningful, fun, engaging for me as a host, because... Something here is bringing you back, and I hope you come back often. And I hope you tell a friend who's thinking about podcasting or struggling in their podcast to find community. We have a meetup group. We have howtopodcast.ca. You got me, your ever-present host, Dave, here, willing to work with you and help you in any way possible. Howtopodcast.ca. So I found perplexity.ai. And I have been using ChatGPT in the past, and I thought, hey, I'm going to try this out, because when I heard about this, I heard about the fact that unlike ChatGPT, and again, I'm using the free version of everything, so if there's enhanced features with the paid plan, I don't know of them, and I won't pay for them. Sorry. So if you're like, Dave, but the paid plan does A, B, and C. Good for you. I can't afford it, so I'm not paying for it on the free plan. Free plan, everyone. Comparing ChatGPT to Perplexity.ai. Perplexity.ai gives you something that ChatGPT doesn't. Not just one, but many things. So if you want to use AI in your podcast and you're like, I don't know if I'm good at this or if I know enough to how to use this properly, that's what this episode is for. I want to give you a little behind the scenes around why the creator created this platform, and as well some of my insights as a new user to perplexity.ai, the free version. At the time of recording, there's a $20 a month version and then some crazy priced high version of this. But I'm using the free version and I love it. I love it. I did a little Daily Dave recently about it and gave you the results of a search. And I wanted to share with you here too, here in the How to Podcast series. Let's jump in to perplexity.ai on the How to Podcast series. Here we go. So when I use ChatGPT, I type in a query, a prompt, and I ask ChatGPT something. It brings me back some information. It's quite weird to watch it quickly type on screen and give me back whatever I need, which is cool. The only downside is I don't know where it's pulling this from. Where is this information coming from, ChatGPT? I don't know. And there's no way to double check, triple check, verify sources, data, facts. If you've ever used AI for a fact, you're definitely going to want to go check before you jump up on your on your platform and give out a fact given to you by AI. Facts are usually factual, so you want to make sure you're talking the truth. But when I look at ChatGPT, I don't see cited resources for the results that come back to me. Perplexity.ai does this, ooh, and more. And what I love about it is they give you all like the cited references from where this came from, where your search came from, and like Google, down below, they give you related searches to your topic. So you can go wormhole crazy in perplexity.ai, where you type in an original thought or question. Give me four ways to help a new podcaster. Type that in. See what you get. And then down below, you'll see, after you get all the results, you'll also see other search ideas in and around the related to the topic you were searching for, which could lead you to another search, and there you go, your weekend is gone. You're welcome. So try it out. Perplexity.ai is a free version I tell you about. Again, go sign up for the free version and try it. It's pretty robust, pretty interesting. And then there's this little button off to the side where you can click on and see video results for your search as well. And when I clicked on it, I almost fell off my chair because Perplexity.ai recommended one of my episodes where I talked about something that I had searched for in Perplexity. It was right there on the screen, the How to Podcast series. I was typing in a search around interview skills for new podcasters. I click the video tab, and lo and behold, I'm a result on Perplexity.ai, and an episode from in the early 100s of my podcast where we touched on interview skills for podcasters. Wow! So I'm a result on Perplexity.ai, and I was perplexed, so it lived up to its name, that I even showed up on a search. Cool. So you can get video results, you can get article results, so many great resources that come to you, which are over and above what ChatGPT will give you. So if you tried ChatGPT and you're like, I like it, but I don't know where the sources are coming from, then try Perplexity.ai as an alternative to ChatGPT because they give you the cited resources. Across the top are listed with little numbers in the answers, the results that come to you. You can click on and see all of the websites, the PDFs, the videos, where they're pulling their information from and giving back to you as a result. Then you can go through all the cited resources and go deeper into your question, your search, and maybe there's something else extra there that will lead you down a path of creating even better content for things you hadn't even considered. So if you're thinking there's four ways to do something, what if there was a fifth way to also do the same thing that you haven't even thought about? You could learn. And again, everything is cited. You can then follow the trail to where Perplexity.ai is pulling the information from to support the result in the answer they're providing. It's a great thing. If you write articles, if you're a reporter, you're going to want to have cited resources when you're writing up your news report, your article, your blog. So having this information is great because it's right there for you with links and everything. It's going to save you a lot of time. And it kind of substantiates the result for me better than a blind result through ChatGPT. I still like ChatGPT. I wish they had a better name for it. It just sounds very computer-like. Perplexity.ai, I'm kind of leaning towards them now as part of my creative process. So here's a little bit of information from the creator of Perplexity.ai in a recent interview.
Arvind Srinivas is the co-founder and CEO of Perplexity, which calls itself the world's first AI answer engine.
So the creator of Perplexity.ai was asked about how Perplexity.ai fits into the big world of Apple and Google and all of that, and kind of where he sees the unique competitive advantage of Perplexity.ai in a very crowded space. And it's interesting because he makes comments around Apple's slow move towards assisted information or assisted artificial intelligence, and how Google's play is at the moment, and relates it all back to Perplexity. Here's his answer.
I would say that we should wait for Apple until, like, you know, they put out their update on Siri. It seems like it's high time, and they've been, like, releasing a lot of interesting things on machine learning there. But Google seems to be the one that has the most difficulty in executing, clearly because of their, you know, business model. And, like, first of all, when you ask the average person in the United States what they associate Google with, they associate Google with being accurate. Like, I Googled it. It just means you got it right. Like, there's no more fact checking anymore. But in the age of AI, in the age of answer bots, where you do have to deal with hallucinations, you do have to deal with mistakes and, like, different ethics of different AI models, that's not their strong point. Like, that's actually where, like, you know, any mistake that they make is highlighted even more than mistakes made by Microsoft or mistakes made by OpenAI or mistakes made by Perplexity. Mistakes made by Google are, like, magnified a lot more. So that makes it a lot more difficult for Google to execute well in this generative AI space.
So a question was asked as well about the origin of Perplexity and why Perplexity actually exists. What was the idea behind it, and what was the problem that Perplexity was trying to solve around search? And it was an interesting answer from the creator of Perplexity, and here's what he had to say.
Honestly, when I was trying to hire our first employee, he asked me for health insurance, and I didn't even know, like, what many of the terms like coinsurance or deductibles, any of these things meant. And I immediately go to Google to, like, look for, like, what different insurance providers offer. And, like, all I get is a bunch of ads, because insurance is a big ad word category. But I wanted an answer of, like, what is the best plan I could go for as a startup with very little funding. And so we created this tool that could just directly answer your question and not, like, waste your time through links and spam and ads. And that ended up being a next version of what search could look like. Like, what PageRank did to portals like Yahoo, which just sold real estate to, like, advertisers. That's what answer bots are doing to the 10 blue link search engine that is Google, because it's now selling the 10 blue link UI itself as a highest margin internet business model ever created, right? But again, like, what the users want dictates what, like, users use. And it's no longer this thing where you're wasting time sifting through links, but you can just directly go and ask your question and get an answer, save a lot of time. And, like, at least when you start using these searches, the highest paid people or the top paid people in the United States, knowledge workers, when they stop using Google for day-to-day searches at work time, because people are incentivized to be more productive and save time, that makes a big dent on, like, you know, what these people are thinking of Google in their own, like, day-to-day workflow. And it's slowly going to change your habits as we progress.
So that's interesting, because when I look at Google searches and all that, you do put a lot of trust in the results that come from Google, in that when I come to Google, I have a question and I'm expecting an answer. And I love the fact that where ChatGPT fails us is that it's a time-bound result where it's not current, in the sense that you're getting all the information, especially for those that can't afford to buy the paid plan. You're getting what is up to, say, April 2023 at the time of recording, is the search result time frame. So you're not getting what's happening currently. And what I love about Perplexity, as I'm using it myself and learning it myself, is that you do get those search results. You get clickable links to find out where they pulled their answer from. And then you can go down that wormhole and get even more information. The other thing I like about Perplexity, when I look at it on my screen, is the fact that it gives me even more information beyond my search results that help me to understand how I can use even more information that comes back to me.
And now, it is time for Dave to share a most excellent rant on something that he just won't stop talking about. Please allow Dave to share his thoughts on this particular subject so that his glorious wife Jennifer may have a moment of rest from Dave going on, and on, about this topic. Here is Dave and his rant for this week.
Okay, so here's my little rant included in this episode around using AI in your podcast. It's the everything in the world now comes with AI, it seems like. I can have my coffee with AI. I can have my TV with AI. Everything has AI. It's built in. It's great. And AI has always traditionally stood for artificial intelligence. I just kind of look at it as AI standing for additional information. That's kind of how I look at it. Don't let AI become your sole source of creative juice for your podcast. Use it as assisted information, additional information, not artificial information, because that takes you out of the picture. Your audience doesn't show up for your AI results, your ChatGPT, your Perplexity.ai. They can get the program and do their own version. They're showing up for you. So if you use an AI tool and just take the information and read it to your audience. I know it's going to be easier for you time-wise to do something like that. But again, AI has never lived the life you've lived. AI doesn't see the world the way you do. AI has never had its heart broken. AI has never been fired from a job. AI has never been in a car accident. So you have stories that frame how you picture the world and how you show up that AI cannot duplicate. So when you use AI, this is my rant, don't use it as the replacement for you. Use it as assisted or additional information in your podcast journey. Never let AI take your spot as a podcaster. It's a tool. And if you use AI to replace you, you're the tool. That's my rant. Back to what we're talking about. I did a short episode on the Daily Dave recently. And you can go back and hear that as well. But I talked a little bit about it. Perplexity when I just found it that day. And I thought I'd jump on and record. And when I look at the screen results as of the time of recording, my question to perplexity.ai was, what are four things a new podcaster needs to know before starting a podcast? And it gave me four things. And again, they're all cited responses. The top of the screen, it actually shows me the websites that these sources were pulled from, which is amazing. And my results came from Riverside, Smart Passive Income, Reddit, and a couple other sources for my results. And at the bottom, it gives me related searches similar to what you'd see on Google to even give me more things to search about. On the far right-hand side of the screen, I see that I can search images, I can search videos, and I can generate an image as well. And all my search histories on the left-hand side, even with the free plan, my library is there. So there's a lot of great tools here for you on Perplexity. I would love for you to go try it out and see what you think. Give it a shot. If you're a ChatGPT person, I know I'm asking you to go to the dark side and try something different, but at least look at it in a comparison sense and see what you're getting here as to what you're not getting on Google, Apple. There's nothing really. And ChatGPT, see what you're thinking about this. I'd love to get your feedback on this as a tool in your process and hear your thoughts around AI and your podcast. Are you using it? Is it helpful if you are using it? Are you afraid of it? I'd love to hear your thoughts. howtopodcast.ca. Leave me a message on SpeakPipe. And the question simply is, are you using AI? What are you using? And do you find value in AI for your podcast? Would love to hear your thoughts. Now, if you're thinking about your podcast journey and thinking, well, all these AI tools just seem to be replacing humanity, I'm like, well, one thing that can't replace humanity is you and me and other podcasters getting together in one place to help each other grow as podcasters. We do that on our meetups. They're happening regularly. We use meetup.com, the website. It's free for you. Doesn't cost you a penny to sign up to be part of our meetup groups. Links are always on our website, howtopodcast.ca. And you will be able to come in there and see what's planned for us in the future weeks and months on our meetup page. At the time of recording, we're over 145 people have joined our meetup group in a very short amount of time. We don't get 145 people every week. We get 4, 10, 3, we've had 2, we've had 6. And it's really a non-stress inducing way of getting together with other podcasters. We're playing with different times of the day. We're playing with different days of the week. We want more and more people from around the world to have access to you and to other podcasters just like you through our meetup. Come on and join us. Even if you're a brand new podcaster, you have 0 episodes, you have 10, you have 30, you have 100, wherever you are in your journey as a podcaster matters, and we want to learn from you. We want to support you. We invite everyone in our meetup group to go and listen to other podcasters' shows within the meetup, support each other, give feedback, give encouragement. There's no judgment. No one leaves thinking that they're not good enough to be a podcaster. We want you to feel the opposite. We want you walking out head held high that you're on the right path as a podcaster. So when you get nervous about AI replacing humanity, getting together with other humans is a great way to avoid that. So as all these new tools come out, and like 5 minutes after recording this episode, multiple new AI tools have arrived. There's no way to really keep on top of them all. So don't get stressed out. But when something comes along that might be helpful, I want to share it with you. So perplexity.ai, go give it a chance, kick the tires, see what you think. It's free. It's not going to cost you anything. Play with it. And if you're not sure and you're like, Dave, can you walk me through this on screen together in a Zoom meeting? Yep. Go to howtopodcast.ca. Calendar link is right there. Jump into my calendar. Put in the comment section when you create the calendar invite that you want to talk about AI. You know, and maybe we'll get on together, throw on a screen share, and I'll walk you through how I'm using it right now. And if you're an expert in perplexity.ai, then you can teach me a few things. Go again to my calendar and sign in and get some time in the calendar. Let's meet. And I know it's working because you're doing it. So thank you for everyone that has been setting up time in my calendar. I love it. I love having time with you one-on-one and kind of getting your feedback on the show, how we can serve you better here on the How to Podcast series. And come join our meetup. Come on. Join in the conversation. Come be willing to give more than you get. And that kind of giving spirit, always welcome in our meetups. You'll meet some of the most amazing people ever by just coming to our meetup group. Come and join us. We need you there. Howtopodcast.ca. And again, go check out perplexity.ai. And I'd love to get your feedback. What do you think about this platform? Are you going to use AI? Are you going to try it? And I'd love to hear your results. How is it working for you? Over at howtopodcast.ca, leave me a SpeakPipe message. Tell me what you think. Thanks for being here. Catch you on the next episode. Get out there and use your additional information, not your artificial information. And remember, don't be a tool. Be a human. howtopodcast.ca. Take care, guys. Hey, thanks for being here on the How to Podcast series. Glad to have you on the show with us, listening in. I hope they're finding value in the podcast. I hope they're finding something that helps you with your show, helps you with the tools and the information from these amazing guest co-hosts through our Daily Daves and these solo episodes. The variety of what we're doing here on the podcast is all designed for you so that you can get the tools you need to create your podcast and keep going with your show. That's why we're here. That's why I'm doing this. And I'm glad you're here finding value in this. If you would like to do a little bit more than just be a listener, if you want to do community with podcasters, we have a thing called our meetup on meetup.com. You can come find us, and there'll be a link on our website at howtopodcast.ca, and you can come and join in on our meetup. Instead of just being a listener, you could actually participate and come in and join other podcasters just like you, at your stage, at your level, where you're at right now. And then other podcasters who are maybe a little further down the road, who can learn from you and you can learn from them. And we host these meetups on a regular basis. Again, go to howtopodcast.ca and you'll find all the information there. We'd love for you to come join us at our next meetup. The only thing we need at our next meetup is you. You're the only thing missing from all of this. So consider joining our meetups. Again, they're totally free on a regular basis, all through howtopodcast.ca. And I'd love to hear more from you about your podcast as well. There's a SpeakPipe link on howtopodcast.ca. Leave a message. I'd love to hear about you and your show and how we can work together to get your message into the world. Thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. And thank you for sharing the show with another podcaster that you're like, hey, I think you'd really like this episode. Go ahead, share the episode. And let's get more podcasters on the mic. Thanks for listening.